Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thursday Live on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy.
Hello.
Oh boy, what's up? A little bit sprinkly this morning as we started off. Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters, what's up?
Two things. Number one, you take that stupid purple thing off your microphone because it looks dumb in videos?
Oh, the clown nose?
Yeah, it looks dumb.
Don't tell the boss.
I know. Well, I hope she's listening. It looks dumb.
It's a spit shield. Yeah. Actually, it sounds a little better like this.
It looks so stupid. We're talking into clown nose.
I don't even see it.
Anyhow, the second thing, Scott could barely. You should have seen the look on his face when he just pushed the button that says mic on.
Yeah. I'm broken. I mean, I don't know, man. It's gotten worse. I took a dive into the edge of the counter at my house, tripped over the dog, and it's gotten worse. It's like hard to breathe. Blowing your nose or coughing is excruciating. And then it's the dreaded sneeze. Oh, my God.
How do you know when you always do at least three sneezes in the morning, right? That's part of your morning routine. How do you know if you break a rib, crack a rib? There's nothing they can do for you, right?
What do you do? I mean, how do you know?
How do you know? X-ray. What are this? Oh, is that the only way? Is there any other way you can?
No.
You can't tell by just feeling your ribs?
See what hurts. So it's either slightly cracked or maybe I ripped some cartilage or maybe it's a crack.
Somebody.
But either way, there's nothing you can do.
There's a lot of EMT workers, EMS, listening right now.
Yeah. Hi, 818-2899.
Can you help us out? What does Scott need?
Can you if you can fix me before the end of the show, I'll play a song for you.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
God, back in the day, it used to be, I'll give you a concert ticket. Now
yeah, I know.
Can't even do that.
I know. What's up with that?
Hey, heads up. If you're driving into work now or if you need to get on the thruway now, it is closed in both directions.
Yeah, from Henrietta to Victor, there's a police investigation.
Yeah.
This is changing by the moment, so it could be opening right now. But try to do an alternative route here until we get word. That's both directions of the thruway between Henrietta and Victor, or Victor and Henrietta.
Okay.
That's just one exit, right? Yes, one exit.
Just a short little spot of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's almost like you're so close, so far away.
The bystanders said they spotted a drone in the sky, police drone, and cops with flashlights. And so they don't know if they're looking for someone or if there was an accident or what. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know when it does back open. Open back up.
Okay. Coming up on the show, we got Jerker Justified, of course.
We got World's Most Ridiculous Trivia Game Show.
Yes.
Tickets to give to you for that.
Yeah, that's for Jerker Justified.
Yes.
We have to get to a follow-up about the grad party. Did you talk to your wife yesterday?
Nope.
Okay, very good. So this follow-up will be fantastic.
Yep, can't wait.
And what happened... the Wayne County EMS 911 call center, something happened on Monday that it just crazy.
Well, let's do this. What happens at a 911 call center when there's an emergency? Who do you call?
Yeah.
You call 911?
I mean, like, it's either like perfect timing or not so good timing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. And then today is Thursday. So 8 o'clock, we're going to invite the Buzz Fam in. So we'll have people in the studio with us. The Arkham and Rauch is Dancing with the Ark is next
Thursday,
week.
A week from tonight.
Oh my gosh. It's next week.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
What a great event. An innovative field next Thursday for Dancing with the Ark, the Arkham and Rauch. It's fantastic.
It's heartwarming and so much fun.
So they'll be in today. We're going to do Keep It PG. Yep. We're even going to do it with our friends at the Ark.
That's right. We got Honesty Box to fill up this morning. We got lots going on with some showers here as you're driving in this morning early. But then it'll turn to clouds and it'll give away to some peaks of sunshine today and reach about 68 degrees from 98.9 to Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Today is the day that we go live studio audience. Yay.
We love Thursdays.
Scott's Pizzano, Sandy Waters, and Sprinkly. Just a few more showers early, then clouds giving way to partly sunny and 68 degrees. The New York State Thruway is closed between Henrietta and the Victor exits. You're going to be, this is both directions. If you're coming from Canandaigua or coming from, you know, Batavia, Leroy, you're going to get redirected. There is a police investigation going on. Apparently, somebody with a shotgun is barricaded in the woods.
Ooh.
No threat to the public. That was information we got from our news partners, 13 Wham.
Okay, that's a perfect segue into this then. What I saw that I was like, okay, Monroe County.
What's that?
Ranked fifth nationwide.
In?
Housing market competitiveness.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Listen, it is insane. Anybody know somebody who has sold a house or bought a house? How much did you pay for it?
It's nutty balls.
It is still, there's homes in my neighborhood that are selling for close to $1 million. I do not live in a $1 million neighborhood.
All right. When you built your house, it was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Easy. Do you mind disclosing what you built it for?
I don't care. Yeah. Close to two.
Right.
And 200,000.
Right.
I could probably get six now.
I know.
It's insanity.
Crazy.
So with homes selling rapidly and online interest and high online interest, what does that even mean?
That means people are searching. They're looking. They're landing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Why did my mind think of interest rates? I'm like, interest rates.
Right.
Okay. No. Oh, I see what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess which town, which neighborhood is the hottest neighborhood of 2025. So this is the most recent.
Victor?
No.
I
would think so too, because taxes in Farmington are lower.
Well, it's Farmington. Let me think.
Isn't that Farmington, Victor? Because when I make a return at Victor, I get change. How does it go?
A return.
Taxes are lower in Victor. If I go to Eastview Mall and make a return, I get more money back than by a few cents than what I purchased it for if I bought it in Greece.
So you buy it in Greece and you go over there to
return it? Not intentionally, but like if I drop my daughter off for golf and I'm like, let me run this errand. It happened the first time at Target. I'm like, she goes, oh, and I owe you a few more cents. I go, why? Taxes are lower.
Yeah, taxes. Yeah.
So anyhow,
County is different county.
So I would think, but no. That's
what? So let me guess. Let me see. Ooh. Let me see. Oh, Village. Fairport.
Fairport.
I did
it.
Yes.
Fairport is hot.
Yeah, it is.
This is where all the kids hang out now. It's one of the hottest neighborhoods.
Yeah. Entertainment-wise, visually, it's beautiful. It's historic. It's got the canal.
Yeah.
Fairport Electric.
Okay.
That's a big draw.
How much your house is going for in Fairport?
No.
If they're going for almost $1 million in my neighborhood.
Well, you'd have to find the exact same house, you know, in both places to do a comparison.
But, well, it is funny. When I used to work for a builder and I used to sell new builds.
Right.
Only because I wanted to get out of the house on Sundays when my husband would have football Sundays. Anyhow, I would host the open house and the builder had a neighborhood in Victor and a neighborhood in Greece.
Okay.
The exact same house. It's the exact same floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is the exact same.
Right.
$30,000 automatically more in Victor.
On the other side of town. Yeah.
And I go, wait, how do you do that? He goes, just because the taxes are lower. So people are, they already go into it knowing they're going to spend a certain dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh my God, how does that feel to know you're just being ripped off just because of where you live?
Well, there's a give and take. You know, you're not paying as much taxes. So you're going to get the house you want in the location that you want.
But it costs the exact same. It's the exact same house.
But what if you don't want to live in Greece?
But again, it's the exact same item. Yeah. Just because I'm in a different town, yes. I get to charge differently?
Because the property value is more.
That's wild to me. I'm like, I could never live there just because of that.
You'd be the worst business person ever.
I know. He did. He goes, you suck at this. I go, yeah, but these people are so nice. Can you give them a break?
Oh, God.
Tanny, how am I supposed to make money? I'm like, come on. What's $100,000 to you? I didn't last very long.
But yeah, anyhow. I was going to say, that didn't, yeah. Right. Well, congratulations, Village of Fairport, you beautiful thing there. And like I always say, I love about Fairport, you can't get there from anywhere.
Very good. And another moral of this story is that our kids are going to be living with us till they're like 45, because how can you afford a house nowadays?
Right. See, their house or college, one or the other.
Very good.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, I'm going to put the question out there first. Yeah. Most rando thing you picked up from the trash. Somebody else's trash. 818-289-9.
Was that the roast beef that you were, the prime rib?
Oh, okay. So not in your kitchen kind of trash. Uh-huh. Like at the end of the driveway type trash.
Oh, okay.
Someone else's house, complete strangers, junk.
Just, okay, all right. 818-2, I got calls already. Hi, the boss.
Morning.
Kev.
Hey, I don't really pick up a bunch of stuff off the sides of the road.
Yeah.
But you see these guys in these pickup trucks that look like they're barely held together, grabbing anything metal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the junkers, yeah, oh, the scrappers.
God. Yeah,
yeah, that looks like, you know what always reminds me of? When we were kids growing up watching the intro to the Beverly Hillbillies, where they got everything packed in
there. Stanford and Son.
Yeah, packed in a big old junky truck.
Two shows that I don't think would hold up nowadays. What it
matters. Yeah.
Matters. Okay.
So but if you ever
this wasn't metal. This I don't think they were taking it to scrap it.
To scrap it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those cars, but I know exactly what vehicle you're talking about.
Was it one of those kind of vehicles?
No.
No.
No, it was a regular all right. SUV.
Probably a BMW or something.
In Greece?
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Right. So what was it?
Okay, so it was something that I think only a guy would take.
Oh, nice. Really?
Okay. So driving home. Yep, we're stereotyping here. Driving home. No way a woman would be like, yeah, I want that.
What
of
is
a complete stranger. Okay,
it?
So I'm driving home from Greece on a side street. In the car, I see a car up ahead pulled alongside the road. There's a house that had a for sale sign on it. So they're moving. So they're purging all their crap out of their house. So at the end of the driveway was all this stuff, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I see this person going through the things. Fine, okay. Then I see them grab one of those, I don't even know what the technical name of it is, the raised toilet seat thing, like after surgery you need assistance, like you can't squat too low.
Oh, it's like a porta potty. It looks like a walker with a toilet in it.
Yes, yes. It's like for the elderly or whatever. So they grab one of those, they're looking at it, and I'm like, no, she's not.
No.
No.
Wait,
I meant to say he.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He's not. No, he's not. Puts it in his back of his SUV, and it was a regular SUV. I go, there is no way.
Somebody took an
toilet seat. No, that's
I love
you
it.
You cannot be grabbing that.
Italian Rihanna's on the phone. What's up, babe?
Hey.
Hey. What's that?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you feeling? You all a little bit better now?
Yeah, I'm recovering, definitely.
Okay, good. You didn't have one of those portable walker toilets, did you, after you got out of the hospital?
Do you want one?
No.
I know a guy who took one.
Well, it's his now.
No, thank you.
There's no way he's going home going, babe, look what I bought you. Yeah, no.
Now, maybe he needed it for an elderly, relative, or...
I don't want your...
I don't know, yeah. I'm not enough Lysol in the world for me.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. Disgusting.
No.
Power washer or something, right?
When Ronnie and I lived in Tampa, she made me turn around and go get a coffee table that she saw on the side of the road. And that coffee table moved from Tampa up to Rochester with us. And it moved all the way to a second floor walk-up with us.
Oh, my God.
And like, yeah, I finally was able to get rid of it. It was disgusting.
You didn't want it, huh?
No.
So I have wicked FOMO when I see people put stuff out at the end of their driveway and it kind of looks half decent.
Yeah.
But I've never was bold enough to grab something, only one light one time. But I don't, I respect that you grab that coffee table, mm-hmm. and coffee table seems like okay.
Well, you know.
But there's certain things you got to draw the line, right? You got to just suck it up and spend full price. Toilet seat, I think, is one.
I agree.
What's another thing that off limits?
Toilets?
Yeah.
Couches.
Yeah, Ronnie wanted me to grab a toilet once. She's like, that'd be such a funny planter. I'm like, no.
That's so tragic.
We're not doing that.
Okay, couch.
Couches.
I know a lot of college kids will grab couches.
Yeah, I guess it's your...
I don't think I could do a couch either, Scotty.
Yeah, it's, you know, so, I mean, how many times have never mind.
Mattress? Could you grab a mattress?
No.
I did sell a mattress once.
Never
thought it would go, but it was a couple that just moved in from another country. All they had, that's all they had. When I felt so bad, I actually drove it to their place with them
because
they couldn't
sweet.
Fit it, and I helped them carry it in. That was the first piece of furniture they got.
Really?
Was the bed. Yeah. Was the mattress. It wasn't even the bed.
How old was it? How old was that mattress?
6, 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. It
wait,
had
that's
like,
it? Mattresses last longer.
It was a...
How many wives have been in that bed? Is it the mattress you're going to get rid of when you marry Jill?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was before that.
That's 16 years of skin cells and sweat.
I know. That's disgusting.
Absolutely. Thanks. Bye, Rihanna.
A pillow. Yeah. I couldn't grab someone else's pillow.
Tim.
No. That's another
one. What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Oh, God. Tim.
There...
What's that noise?
A little reset.
We'll do it.
Grunt.
You're on the air, say, you know.
Squirrel. There's absolutely no way in hell you would see me picking up a toilet off the side of the road.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It was.
That is absolutely disgusting.
I know. I was like, there's no way. And it was a nice SUV he was driving. I'm like.
He must have had to use it for. I mean, it's so random. It had to have been for a specific, like, you know, someone who just got out of the hospital or
but
something.
But still, no. That's hard pass. No. Find another way. You don't share
Are you going to use it as a flower pot in your front yard?
Like, right.
Honey, look at what I got. You like the new planner?
Like Italian Rihanna's girlfriend wanted to do it. Yeah, no.
Walker toilet. Got to love those things.
I don't know.
You never know when you have to go.
I don't know.
A dude keeps it in his shop in the garage. Yeah, I don't have time to get inside. Here you go.
Football Sundays. Doesn't have to walk to the bathroom. Boom, there you go.
Ew.
Thanks, bud. See ya.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay. It's a big moment in Ellison's life. Ellison Spazzano, Scott's 5-year-old. Did you find out yet if you're doing a graduation party for kindergarten or not?
Is it really a big moment?
Yeah, because they say it is. When we were kids, it wasn't a big moment.
Right.
Kid, you graduated kindergarten. Great.
You didn't
move
graduate.
On to first.
You didn't even graduate kindergarten. You just finished it.
At what point did it turn into a big thing?
I don't know. No, my
seriously,
wife.
Seriously, what was it that made it?
Just the helicopter. I don't know.
Okay, so are you throwing a party or not? Did you find out?
No, I haven't talked at all to my wife about it. I didn't even think
You're
about it yesterday.
You're throwing a party.
No.
You don't even know you are.
I don't even think she knows.
Balloons.
No, not going to happen.
Ponies.
I think the reason it's not going to happen is because you're chiding me on it.
Bet. What is it called again? The grads that are doing high school graduations are doing bed parties. What are they calling them? Yeah, bed parties. Bed parties.
No.
Okay, so yesterday, you know how we played that clip of that audio? Oh, my God, this little mooch is so freaking adorable. So, crossing the stage, kindergarten.
Yes.
Going into first grade.
Yes, that graduation walk.
Yep. All the kids were asked to take to the mic and say what they want to be when they grow up.
Yeah, take a listen.
Colin Grimm.
Woo! I grow up, I
want to
be a wicked witch.
Wicked witch.
It's so cute.
I love it.
So did you ask Ellie?
I did yesterday. And I don't know if it's just because last Halloween, she dressed up like this. So that might have stuck. But here's what she said.
Ellie, what do you want to do when you grow up?
A policeman.
Aww.
I'm gonna do what I want to be. I'm going to be a policeman. So... I love being a policeman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does a policeman do?
it under arrest people and find their way home.
Really? Oh. Does it help people when they're in trouble?
Yes.
Do you want to be a wicked witch?
No, it's scary.
I love her.
Ow. What a dolly. Because I want to under arrest people.
Under arrest
That's
people.
That's right, Allie. You arrest them.
You are under arrest.
Right. Very good. Police woman, though. Correct her.
Yeah,
police
I know. Woman. Yes, right, right.
Oh, that what a dolly. Where does she get that from? You don't even have any police officers in your family.
No, I think it's just because last Halloween she wanted to dress up as a police
but
officer.
But where did that come from?
I don't know. Yeah, probably school, because they always do that. You know, fireman, policeman. Yeah. Maybe the policeman came in and did a, you know, thing.
It just stuck with.
Yeah.
Is there someone mm-hmm. where your kids, because everyone does it, right? Kindergarten, first grade. When you go to school, it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And all of us parents, we have them write it on the chalkboard, and we have the picture that they're holding up the sign. What did your kid want to be, and what did they end up becoming? Does it ever? Because my kid wanted to be a dentist.
A dentist.
I keep reminding her. I'm like, Lex, remember, you said dentist.
Is it because of the, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I don't know why, but I was so proud when she said dentist. Because when you ask your little mooch, if they say something like, Wicked Witch, that's cute, that's funny. But if they say, like, my nephew said, garbage guy.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister's like, okay, that's good. That there are very important people. Anyone else? You want to be?
Yeah, keep going.
You almost feel like, and it's terrible as parents, but we almost feel like, you know.
Okay,
like
so
my kid says dentist. It's like, that's right.
Yeah, you
proud
saw dollar
moment.
Signs.
I will post a picture of my daughter's chalkboard.
And high suicide
dentist.
Rates, from what I hear.
Oh, it is?
I think so. I did hear that on the statistic at one point.
She even forgot she said that. I'm like, no, Lexi, I have a picture. That's what you want to be, remember?
You must be a dentist. Now what does she want to be? She's turning 16 soon.
A marine biologist.
There you go. Anything else?
I don't know where that came from.
There's no money in marine biology?
No, I already looked it up.
Well, I'm sure you did. Tell me.
I think it said 30,000. I may have looked up the wrong stat. I don't know. I will not squash any of her dreams.
That's right.
I'm just saying it out loud between us. I would never say it out loud to my kids. Don't worry. Okay.
I don't even think I asked my kids. If I did, I was so young, they didn't even know what they were saying. Like Ellie, you know, she doesn't know.
Yeah, but some parents, if you say police officer, they feel
then
uneasy.
You set the course.
They feel uneasy because yeah. it's a tough gig.
It's a tough gig. It is. A very tough gig.
But anyhow, what a dolly. We got to put that video up on social because she's so stinking cute.
If you want to see the video, you'll also see the subject of yesterday's Jerker Justified in her hands.
The mini version.
Yeah, but did you see all the other stuff around it?
Oh, no, I wasn't paying attention.
The robot, the tiny little opposable robot thing, it's kind of like the version that you would see in an art class where the art teacher would bend it into a pose and you have to sketch it.
Yeah.
Same articulation on this little thing. I decided to build a 500% larger one of them on my 3D printer.
Just to
kind of tick off the wife.
Very good.
Yes.
And you guys all said it was justified.
Yes. So I finished it yesterday, started putting it together.
Wait, you finished it?
Well, the hands are still printing, but we could do hands tomorrow or later today. But I ran into a snag. I broke it. I snapped it.
You broke it?
Yeah, because you got to force the joints together, like ball joints. And I was pushing in. I couldn't get it to fit. I used a heat gun.
But it's the size of like a human leg, right?
Yeah, but it's not as big. But yeah, it's going to be like 3-4 feet tall, maybe. One of the joints, I broke it because you got to assemble it. It's all in parts.
You're clunky. You're a clunky guy. You don't do anything gentle. I told you. Be gentle with the little robot.
Tell you what. I almost brought it in today to show you, but...
Oh, you'll show me by bringing it in.
I was going to have you assemble it and then tell you you're clunky.
No, I'm not clunky. Okay, what's coming up on the show? What happened to the Wayne County 911 call center? Those coworkers will never look at each other the same way again.
And what happens when there's an emergency at a 911 center? What do you call?
Jerker Justified is also coming up, and keep it PG in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right, a 98.9 to Buzz, Potato and Sandy.
Waking up your brain cells, which is really saying something. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's it looking like? A 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. Hello, Thursday morning. Gray to start. It's going to clear out a little bit. Maybe some partial sunshine by later today. And it's Fiziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Fiziano, Sandy Waters. Hello. Live studio audience starting in about an hour from now.
Yeah. We'll kick it off. Kick off the 8 o'clock hour with shots, then go into Keep It PG.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. Okay. Anyone work for the Wayne County EMS dispatcher, 911 call center? Where's our Buzz fam, Chris Tiffany? Are you listening right now?
Oh, yeah.
So there was an incident at the call center, which I believe that when they all go back to work, they're not going to be able to look at each other the same way again. And it's a little bit of a immature way of thinking about this, but I can't help it. So
it's funny, when I heard this story, I never even thought of that.
I know
you
I'm
the immature one. That's my role.
I know.
Stop
I know.
That.
And this is... It's terrible. It's not the right way of thinking about this, but that's where my mind went to. So we're at work, okay, Wayne County 911 call center, and a dispatcher went into cardiac arrest while working.
Pretty scary.
On Monday. Mm-hmm. So her coworkers noticed right away, spring into action. Others continued the job like they had it. So here she is, right? Having a cardiac arrest. A couple of the coworkers are trying to, you know, give her CPR, the AED, and the other coworkers are like, well, I got to keep answering calls.
You got to keep answering 911 calls, sure.
It was just a crazy scenario.
Must have been
that
frantic.
Happened. Absolutely.
The good part is everybody there has been trained in CPR
Very
and all
good.
That stuff, right?
If you're going to get, that's the place to do
if
it.
You're going to drop. That's,
So she's doing okay.
Good.
And her coworkers pretty much saved her life,
which
is amazing. And then think about that. Like, who do you work with in the office?
Right.
If you were to go into cardiac arrest, would they save you? Not that they wouldn't save you, but how quick would they be?
Are they trained?
Yeah. Will they be, like, you're the type of guy, you're going for it, whether you know what you're doing or not, you're going to try.
I am. Chris Tiffany, you're on the line. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
You're in that world, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Okay. I mean, it'd be really, really crazy to watch to take what you take on the phone call happen to you right in front of you. So I feel for the dispatcher who went into cardiac arrest. Apparently, she's doing really, really well. They the AED worked, and everything's turning out great. So
okay,
far.
That's the sticking point. The AED, the new device that's hanging on company walls now. If you take it out, and that's like the paddle shocker thing, right?
That's correct.
And I've never been trained on it, but it's pretty self-explanatory. It walks you through what to do, literally, right?
Yes, exactly. It the thing prompts you to do everything exactly. You know, do this, then do that, and then wait. Things like that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, so, and this is the most amazing story. This is fantastic. And she owes her coworkers, I mean, so much. You can never get mad at your coworkers after that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to give Christmas gifts and birthday gifts and go to their grad parties and
cost
everything.
A heart attack.
Right. Never talk bad about the coworker. But here's the thing then. So this whole AED device, you have to, and this is going to sound, you're going to roll your eyes, Chris, and you're going to be like, oh, stop, grow up. But this is where my mind went to. You have to strip the person's chest bare, okay, yeah. Right, to use the device. Yeah. You have to remove the clothing, okay. Shirts, bras, undergarments must be cut or just somehow ripped off.
Yeah.
Dry chest. If you're sweating, you got to wipe that dry. If you're extra hairy, you got to shave it down.
What?
Yeah, so they say shave if necessary.
Who has time to shave their chest?
Well, I don't know, but you got to do it.
Sandy's trained. That's great.
Nah, she's got ChatGPT.
So.
She looked it up. Yeah. Okay.
All right. After that, and this is actually a real issue. This is why women are less likely than men to receive bystander CPR in public because of that. Huh. You have to rip open the shirt, expose everything.
Right.
Your coworkers know you better than you know yourself. I mean, it is like the next day you show up to work and you're like,
hi, everybody saw my boobies.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
So.
How you doing?
It's either that or you fall in love. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, right.
You're right, Sandy. It's right. The bystander stuff, a lot of people will cringe when you say, hey, you got to bear the chest suit. And it's like, oh, no, I'm not touching her. You know,
I know.
Right. And that seconds could mean a life, right? That hesitation.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Don't be afraid to do, listen, if anybody ever gets there and you're in that position, just pretend they're the Hulk and rip their shirt right open and off, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, if that happened to me the next day, I'd be like, hi, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, but you know what? It's different. It's like...
In the middle of it, sure, I'm sure it's different, but looking at it from afar... Yeah. It's like I had a girlfriend who was doing, and her office place is awesome because they were doing CPR training and Heimlich maneuver training, whatever they were doing in the office. She was paired up with her boss, and he had to do the Heimlich on her.
Uh-huh.
And she's a big chested woman.
She got big boobs.
So she's like, it was so uncomfortable to.
And then the boss is like, hey,
it's so goofy. It's silly, but it is a thing.
It is what you got to do.
It is a thing.
Thanks, Chris. Come in soon on any Thursday, all right?
We'll do.
Okay,
thanks,
buddy.
For what you do.
Bye, bud.
I don't know. I'd be like, hi. How are you? I'd have to move. I have to switch jobs.
You know what it is? If it happened between us, then it's our joke, right? It's our joke.
It's
the joke. Hey, what's going on? How are the girls doing today? I'm fine. We're good. Oh, you mean my daughters? No, not those. You know, like that would. That's all it would be.
Actually, in the office.
Yeah.
Maybe you would be the. Oh God, would you be? Yeah, I think you would be the only one because I know you would think of it as just no big deal. Let me get this job.
Yeah.
Done. Some other people, I'd be like, let me die. Never mind. Never mind.
Just because one's a little bigger than the other one, you know, who cares?
You know how much that bra costs? No. I'm teasing. That's not good. Anyhow, coming up, jerk or justify.
Yes.
Okay. Now, listen, teachers are in school right now?
Pretty
much.
Because
we're going to be talking about them. We're going to be calling out teachers.
Mm-hmm.
What often they say to us,
you
regular people.
Yes.
We're putting it on trial.
It's what you have a problem with it. And let's see if everybody else does. Stay right there.
A little goofy, a little random, a lot of fun. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, it calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jerk or justified?
Oh, you better believe somebody's got a problem with this.
Okay, now I...
I'm not eating nine of us.
I just think it's bragging. It's unnecessary bragging. And I don't want to hear it. And I think there's a lot of us who are like, come on, teacher friends. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate what you do for a living. But stop bragging and boasting how many days or years to retirement when we're the same age.
I have two teacher friends. And they're both on the countdown list.
I hate that.
And I love it.
No, no.
I'm so happy for them. I get like, oh, and I even bring it up. I'm like, how many more days? Oh, I don't got to, you
know.
Well,
good for you. If you ask, fine. But unsolicited, I don't want to know you have 364 more class sessions before you retire.
Right.
Meanwhile, I got 15 years.
Yeah, you chose the wrong profession.
Like, you know what it's like? I compare it to if I won the lottery and you just lost your job. And I'm telling you.
That's a little extreme.
Nope,
there.
That's the exact same thing.
Or you could be happy for them.
You just lost your job. Know your audience.
You didn't lose your job.
It's
you're
my
just
biggest
not, you're just
peeve.
Not retiring when they are, so you can't be happy for them. Why does it bug you? Yeah, the first thing it goes to, you know, Sandy's got this thing, right? We did the honesty box. She goes, things you hate, things you love. Instead of love, then hate. Now you're on this like, you're retiring before me. Hey.
Yeah, there's jealousy.
Start the love first, then okay. Work in the hate.
I get it. I'm happy for you.
Are you? No, you're not.
It's the same. And I know the person in my mind that I'm thinking about right now, it's the kindest, most wonderful human being. She deserves all the retirement she gets.
When you call.
But you don't have to tell me every single time we have a conversation together.
When you call 818-2899,
and you tell us how many days till retirement you have. Please.
Don't you dare.
I need you to, or I won't take your call.
Listen, all my teacher friends.
I need you to tell. That's the first thing you say, then Jerk or Justified, okay?
Don't invite me to your, I was going to say grad party, your retirement party.
We got tickets to the world's most ridiculous trivia game show at the Del Lago Resort and Casino. First call through, 818-2899. Vote Jerk or Justified.
Jerk or Justified.
I just question, like, when you have something great and somebody else doesn't have that, don't you even feel guilty bragging about it? Like, I just question why. Why do some teachers...
See, you put brag in there, and that's a type of delivery. How?
Oh,
you,
they your do it bragging.
Your no, perception they, yeah. Proud, is the brag.
Proudly bragging.
No, see,
bragging
when you talk
proudly?
To someone, they're talking to you. They're yelling at you. They're bragging at you. I mean, you're kind of fixing the case here.
So stinking excited about something good in your life that the other person doesn't have and will never have. Doesn't that kind of feel jerky?
When a teacher says, I got 37 more class days and then I got my retirement.
And they're like the same age as you. And there's no way you're retiring anytime soon.
Is it Jerk or Justified? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
I have to say Justified.
Yay!
Really? Are you a teacher?
No, because I'm at the school right now.
Oh, you're at the school.
There's a bunch of people retiring, and I'll be in, I already picture myself with the walker, with the tennis balls on the thing so I don't slip and fall.
But then you'd only be 55 when you retire as a teacher.
Correct.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, you take Justified. Who's this?
This is Heidi.
Heidi! Oh, what's going Heidi. On? Your first call through got a pair of tickets to attend the world's most ridiculous trivia game show at the Vine Showroom at the Del Lago Resort and Casino. It's coming up a week from Saturday, June 7th, courtesy of Del Lago Resort and Casino. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold the line. Be right back. Got to get your info. Oh. Good morning to Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
It's Quantillion percent Justified.
Stupid. I love you, Ray. Hey! You're the best, buddy. I feel good for that. I feel good for people like that, right? I feel happy.
Thank
yeah.
Yes, congratulations. You put in all that hard work. You've graduated students that have gone on to do who knows what.
Right.
And contributed. Yes, definitely. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much. Next call, 818-2899. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified? How many days till retirement?
I think a jerk, just rubbing it in.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
So it sounds like you have a long ways till retirement then, right?
No, actually, I'm going to be 65 this year, but...
Oh, good for
you. Who can afford to retire?
Well, that too is a
good point. But now, see, you're 65. That's retirement age. When I have a girlfriend who's 55, mm-hmm. I'm like, screw you.
Who worked her whole life to put up with snotty-nosed kids like ours? Yes.
We all have tough jobs. Everybody has a tough job. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And happy retirement to you.
Thank you.
Eventually,
right.
I will.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
3,921 days to retirement. Justified.
There you go. Yay.
Where do you teach? I'm going to key your car. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's not a teacher, are you?
No, I am not. Handyman John.
Handyman John. I can't hate on Handyman John. I love you.
Well, he just told you how many days to retirement, and he's got him. He's counting them down.
Did you make up that number, or you legitimately, you have a countdown, 3,000 and whatever you said days?
I got 10 years left. I've got a countdown.
Yeah, why not?
I love it. Do you? So you said Justified. Oh, darn it.
Chris Tiffany just called, you know?
Yeah.
He's like 2,062 days until retirement. Okay. Justified.
Oh, man.
Write that down.
He works for the town, the state. He gets a pension.
There you go.
That's good. Do you get a pension, John?
I do not.
Okay. That annoys me, too, when the teacher says they're retiring and they get medical and they get a pension.
Listen,
now,
I'd like to keep all of the teachers that listen to The Buzz listening to The Buzz. So shut down.
I love you, but I'm jealous.
Thanks, man. Do you want to take one more, or have you had enough punishment?
I did. I thought this was a universal pet peeve of us common people.
No, it's you, because you made the wrong decision. You got into radio instead of teaching. You said you've always wanted to be a teacher.
And it's like, and I'm a teacher because you're a child.
Thank you.
Just for that, I'm going to take another one. Hi, the boss. Jerk and Justified.
Justified.
I love it. Sorry.
Justified.
I just had to rub it in for a second.
I'll stop complaining now.
Jerk or Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I cannot wait for the influx of messages on social media and my email.
I want all teachers, anybody who's retiring anytime soon, even if you're 21, count the days. Send it to text. It says Sandy.
If you're 21, you'll probably retire before me. All right. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we kick off the 8 o'clock hour with our Buzz fam. We always invite you in the studio with us. If you ever want to pop in on a Thursday, let me know. I'll try to find your email in between all the other teacher emails. Kick it off with shots.
Yeah, man.
Keep it PG.
Got the honesty box.
Keep saying that we don't do the honesty box.
Well, we're going to have them put in the honesty box.
We don't do the honesty box.
Well, we're going to have them put into the honesty box.
Okay. Yeah. And you're ruining my flow.
Sorry.
I got a flow. Always try to interject.
Right.
Your role.
No, I've been doing this for 26 years. Remember that, too.
Okay. Well, know your role is to tell us how many minutes till we come back. Okay. Very good.
98.9 The Buzz.
That's what we do on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Hello, Thursday. Here we go. We got people in the studio. Ready?
Okay.
Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. You got shots.
Kristen, back for round two of shots, huh?
Ready.
Couldn't get enough. Kristen from the Ark of Monroe, Dancing with the Ark, coming up a week from tonight.
Yes, good morning.
Hi. And Dan Mason, general manager, the Great Rochester Red Wings Innovative Field is where the event will be at. So, two heavy hitters in the studio already. So
Can't wait. Yeah, can't wait to host it next week.
Wait, what are we doing?
We're doing shots?
He shows up in a suit. He's got a professional thing to do after this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh boy, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, I take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, I already had a little something with my orange juice.
Exactly.
Okay.
A little something with my iced tea.
Right.
Keep on rolling.
Coffee after the show, we're all good.
We're very good. Very good.
So we're going to hang out today. We're going to play Keep It PG in just a few minutes.
Yeah, we now strive to, anytime you come in the studio, Dan, to make you extremely uncomfortable.
I really appreciate that.
Kristen,
really,
you should have heard, we do this thing called Could the Answer Be Yes? So no matter what question we ask you, you have to answer yes.
No.
It made Dan feel so utterly uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're lucky you're lucky he's even back, you know?
Do you want to play that instead?
No.
If you have a choice between Keep It PG or Could the Answer Be Yes, which one would you choose?
I'm going to say Keep It PG because I haven't done it yet.
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
All
right.
I got a shot.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Yes game, no shot.
Right. Okay, got it. And you did a shot, so we're all good. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Could this be fun? Maybe. Could you keep it PG? Maybe not.
Yeah, play along at home. So on Thursdays, we invite the Buzz family to come in the studio with us and just hang out for the hour. So if you ever want to come in, reach out to me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. But today we have our friends from the Ark of Monroe. Dancing with the Ark is a big event at Innovative Field next Thursday.
Week from tonight.
It is the coolest event ever. It's like Dancing with the Stars, but it's local celebrities paired up with someone from the Ark of Monroe.
Yeah.
It is just awesome.
Great fundraiser.
Awesome. So, Kristen, thank you for doing this every year.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us be in on it, too.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You guys do a fantastic job hosting every year.
And also hosting is the guys over at the Red Wings, Innovative Field. Dan Mason's here from the Red Wings. Hey, buddy. Thanks for letting us use your joint.
You got it, guys. Our pleasure. We love this event.
Every year you guys have had it there. And it's a great facility for it because, you know, they take the vignettes of the videos of them practicing and put it up on the Jumbotron thing. It's just so cool. So cool.
If you're not doing anything next Thursday, make sure you make it out there. ArkMonroe.org to find out all the details.
/dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets. Get in. It's awesome. Okay. So here we go. Keep it PG. We've stalled enough. Dan, I'm glad you didn't leave the studio. Okay. So here are the rules of the game. Kristen already knows, Scotty knows, but here's the rules of the game. Mm-hmm. You cannot use the same word someone else says. You have 5 seconds to respond, and you have to keep it PG. Okay?
And that's what messes with your head.
Yeah.
Originally.
Okay, so Kristen will kick it off every time. Okay, ready?
All right. Here we go.
Name something that gets wet when Scott plays with it and starts with the letter B.
B.
Oh.
Bottle.
Bottle. There you go. Okay, that's good.
Keep it PG.
I nailed it, Dan.
Oh.
That was good. That was
same
good.
Question, huh?
Same, yeah. It starts with the letter B?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Something that gets wet.
Five.
When Scott plays with it.
Four.
Starts with the letter B. Keep it PG, Dan.
Bird.
Bird.
Bird. Okay. Okay. Excellent.
Scotty. Bath toys.
Oh, come on.
I didn't.
Good.
I didn't know. I don't know these.
Very good. Name something you do with your hands. You do with your hands in the car that starts with the letter R.
Relax.
There you go. Okay. That works. That works. Dan.
Run.
Run. Yeah.
You know,
car's like, running.
Run. What did you do?
I don't know.
Do the fingers.
I'm trying to think of, like, you know, if I'm listening to a song and I like it.
Then that works.
Running
that works.
All over the place.
Bad answer.
What was the question?
Okay. Name something you do with your hands in the car that starts with the letter R.
Reverse.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, very good. Very
in the car.
Good. Okay. Everyone, you guys are doing great. Okay. One,
yes.
You find out you're expecting a baby.
Oh!
What's the first thought that comes to mind that starts with the letter S?
Oh. S. Shoot.
Shoot.
Dan, your wife just called and said, babe, we're expecting a baby.
Surprise.
Yeah. Scholarship.
Oh!
Son of a.
And that is, could the answer be C? Or I'm sorry, could the answer be PG? Or whatever.
Keep it PG.
I'm sorry. There you go. Send you 9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Get off my lawn, you damn kids. This is how I feel this break is going to go.
No, it doesn't have to go that way.
On 98.9 The Buzz. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Well, sometimes kids, when they get bored, what do? They get into trouble. Come on, how many stories do we have? Dan Mason, you probably got a story. When you were a kid.
I may have a couple.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So today's Thursday. We invite our Buzz fam in the studio with us, Dancing with the Arc. Kristen's here from the Arc of Monroe.
Yay!
Dan Mason from Innovative Field. That's where the event is going to be held next Thursday. It is the most amazing event. Get your tickets, dancing, arcmonroe.org/dancing.
There you
okay.
go.
So less than a month away from the end of school. So now Rochester police and community organizations are collaborating to prevent a seasonal uptick in violence.
Good luck!
Because that's just what happens when the weather gets nice. There's
of course it does.
Data to prove that there's an uptick in...
Well, school's out, everybody's bored,
behavior.
And things get boring after a while, and they start exploring new options.
Right. So initiatives include increased patrols... and youth engagement programs. So
good
now,
for them.
Out of those options, if you had to invest in one, more community officers or more youth mentors / coaches, where would you put your money?
I would probably
when Scott thinks. He's always so dramatic. Like, good question.
I'll pass then. Go. Kristen, what's up?
Oh, geez. I think I would... go with the youth mentors and coaches. I think that's a lot of kids just need a little bit of extra help. And I think if they had somebody in their corner, things might improve a bit.
I agree. But there's how many can you provide?
Yeah.
And then, well, how many, you know, extra officers can there be and can they do both at the same time?
It'd be cool if like they started it in the school year and they could find somebody to pair up with some kids and then, you know, kind of slide into the summer that way. So they're already kind of busy and have their minds occupied.
Coaches do have, sometimes coaches forget the power that they have. That's the wrong
word,
but like influence.
Influence, sure. Yeah.
Positive influence they have on kids. And I think coaches are a little bit more impactful, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dan, who's scared? Who intimidates you more? No.
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife or my coach?
Yes, exactly.
No, I agree. Yeah. I think coaches have because they can talk to you and influence you in a different way than parents can, right?
Sure.
Like when you're a kid, you know,
between the ages of, you know, let's say 12 and 25, you think that your parents don't know what they're talking about?
Your parents could tell you the exact same thing your coach tells you, and they won't listen to
I've actually had teachers. I've talked to teachers and coaches and said, hey, listen, I've been telling her this, but I want you to tell it to her because it'll resonate. And then she'll come home from school. Oh, my gosh, Miss So-and-so told me.
That's so true.
Whatever it takes, I guess. So whatever it takes.
You get to be like 25 years old, and you realize your parents are pretty dang smart.
Yeah, they love you again at that point.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, mom, dad, I'm sorry.
That's the light switch age, isn't it?
Yeah.
When they finally realize you did it all for them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of age, do you, because I know a lot of parents now are setting up the, you know, because you don't want your kids to be bored, right? Sleepaway camps.
I love those. They're great. Because we need the break.
You know, I hate when parents say that. That bothers me for some reason.
You're a martyr. Go away.
I don't like that.
Why?
Vibe.
Parents need a break too.
Yeah, but don't ship your kid away first so you can have a break.
It's an experience. I'll never forget when my parents shipped me off to camp. And it was like a week-long thing. It was the best thing. I'll never forget it. It was so cool.
Well, then reposition that to, like, I want my kid to experience good memories. Not I want to break.
I needed a break from them, too.
Oh, doesn't that sound bad?
No, it's true. It's honesty.
No, Dan doesn't like it. Look at his face.
I think it's great for kids to experience something like that.
Yeah.
It makes them have to do something. They got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Without mommy or daddy.
Right, right.
But it's not
a
break.
And a lot of times for the first time.
Right.
No, it's not a break.
See?
I think it's a learning experience, and it helps them adjust later on in life.
Kristen doesn't even like how you called it a break.
I think it's a break.
Oh,
I think it's a time for the parents to enjoy the summer. I know as an adult, I'm always chasing that feeling of summer where you have nothing to do.
Yes.
And the idea of sending the kids away.
Oh my God, you're evil.
An amazing, but you know what? I don't have kids.
Well, here's the deal.
You get that break all the time.
Here's my theory on it. Like, so many parents involve themselves with their children 275,000%, and they never take time for themselves. And it erodes the relationship, or it puts up barriers. And to have a week to do nothing or anything with your significant other than going on vacation somewhere, but you're still bringing the kids.
Okay,
I think
a week
great.
Of sleepaway camp, I'll give it to you. But I know some parents who do the entire summer.
I think parents nowadays would have trouble with that because of what you just said, Scott. Like letting the kid go for that long. I think everyone's so tight nowadays that it would be harder for them to
A summer
to
long
do that.
Away camp.
Yeah, the kids might love it. But
tens of thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
You can't afford that.
It is?
Oh, God, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Wait.
These rich people from New York send their kids away for the summer. That's tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but how about us people?
No, it doesn't happen. People don't do that. You call me right now at 818-2899. Tell Sandy how much it costs to do, 13 weeks or whatever it is.
Well, how about a week? How much is a week?
It's a lot. Even a day camp, not stay overnight camp, is like $300-$400 a week.
Yeah. And just think about what it costs for food. So if you got to feed a kid three times a day.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, popcorn at night while you're watching the movies.
Right.
It's expensive.
And staffing.
Do you really need that break? Come on. That's
for a week?
Lot of money.
For a week?
Yeah. Is it worth it, really?
I loved it. My boys went to Camp Stella Maris. And they did day camps. And then they did, when they got older, they did the overnight thing. And they just loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I know they still talk about it to this day. The Buzz, Pisano, and Sandy. It is coming up on the top of the hour. And we're getting ready for Dancing with the Arc.
Yay!
Yay!
Last year, Dan Mason, you were a judge for Dancing with the Arc.
Yes.
And was that one of the toughest jobs ever?
It was extremely hard.
Yeah.
Because everybody was great.
Yeah.
You know, and they put so much time and effort into their performance.
Yeah.
You know, how do you...
Yeah.
How do you say, like,
you're not as good, you're good, but yeah.
So Dancing with the Arc, if you haven't heard, it's to benefit the Arc of Monroe. This is the third annual, right, Kristen?
That's correct.
And it's going to be next Thursday at Innovative Field. Think Dancing with the Stars, but it's Dancing with the Arc. Yep. People of the Arc of Monroe and a local celebrity pair up. And the categories, I mean, there's a bunch of categories they can win.
Yeah, so there are categories. So everyone has an opportunity to win something. But the big win is the community vote.
Yes.
So that's where everybody in the community gets a chance to go on our website. And for $5, you can vote for your favorite dance duo. So that's really where you get to kind of wield your power out
there.
That's
right. And you can do it now, right?
Yeah, you can do it right now, through the event, even the night of. At the event, we're going to have the voting open for a little bit. And all the money goes back to the ARC Foundation of Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on our Aging with Grace Aging in Place campaign, where we are building a fully accessible home at one of our sites. And so all the money for that is going to go right to that, so that people can age gracefully in place in a fully accessible home. So, so the money goes to a great cause. So you can go on and you can vote for everyone. You can vote for a few. And we've been showing a leaderboard every week on our social media to kind of, you know, entice people to get in there and really help your favorite duo.
Yeah. So, go arcmonroe.org/dancing, and then you'll see the list of all dancers, and you can click and vote and, you know, donate at that point right there, too.
So the money is much needed, obviously, and it's going for a good cause. But just to be there, I mean, these dancers are working so hard to learn the routine, to create. I mean, they're making their costumes and accessories. Mm-hmm. If we could give them such a big audience, would be amazing. So if you have time, what time is it going to be? 5 o'clock?
Yep. The doors open at 5 and then the show is actually at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The Dogs will be there. I don't know if you know the Dogs. They're the premier rock and roll fundraising band in Rochester. They come out and they support us a lot. And then it's out at Innovative Field, which is such a beautiful backdrop for this event. I mean, just to have the dancers and the crowd is phenomenal, but to have the field behind us and the skyline and the Jumbotron, and Dan and the team are so gracious and kind. And so concessions, all your tickets come with a $10 concession, diamond dollars for the concessions as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great deal. $25, but then you get $10 back in concession.
Yeah, it's win-win.
Dan, I know he's sitting right here, but he is the kindest and the most. Dan's always helping us schlep everything at the end of the night. He helps us with everything. So
yeah, you're very hands-on. I mean, if Bruce the Bat Dog is sick, he goes out there and picks the bats up with his teeth. You're just totally amazing.
whatever it takes, you know. Sometimes Bruce needs a little hand, and you know, you can't do it with your hands. You gotta do it like Bruce would
do it like Bruce does.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be such a great event, and again, it's a week from tonight at Innovative Field. Doors open at 5. Go to arcmonroe.org/dancing.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Okay, it's coming up on the top of the hour here. The commercial-free 98's next on the Buzz.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY. Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.